First of all, though, I just want to dip off into another subject, if I may, to talk about mobile phones. Now, I mentioned this earlier on, I'm hopeless with phones. I remember once just watching my phone screen crack like ice on a pond after it dropped on a cushion. I don't know how I managed that to this day. And repairing mobile phones can be hugely expensive. Well, how about having a bash yourself? Apple has announced it's expanding its self-repair program to the United Kingdom and other European access, which allows the public access to self-repair stores. This was launched in the US for the first time last year. Before that, it was a bit of a closed shop. If you wanted an Apple device fixing, you had to go back to Apple. Now, you'll be able to, in theory, access instruction manuals, repair kits and parts for common repairs like cracked screens. But if the repair goes wrong, that's your warranty gone. Fevzi Turkalp joins me, the editor of Gadget Detective and presenter of the Gadget Detective podcast. Hello to you, Fevzi. This is a big turnabout, isn't it, from Apple's point of view?
No, not really. It's designed to look like a big turnabout, but... Look, most people shouldn't be attempting to repair their own phones, just as most of us shouldn't be repairing our own cars. So there's been a lot of pressure on Apple and other manufacturers to support their products in such a way that people don't necessarily have to go out and buy new ones. And that's been called the Right to Repair movement. And this lobby has been pressing for legislation, quite strict legislation all over the world. In order to head off that legislation, Apple, in my opinion, announced a self-repair service. But it's not that we should be enabling individuals to repair their own phones. We should enable independent repairers, the ones that are not beholden to Apple for parts and so forth. We should give them the information that they need and supply them with the parts that they need at a price that doesn't make the repair non-cost effective. It's no good having a repair cost of £800 for a five-year-old laptop, which only costs £900 to buy in the first place. So, you know, this is not good. I mean, encouraging people to open up their smartphones is not a great idea. I guess the other thing that I would say to you is that devices, consumer devices, need to be designed for repairability, with repairability in mind from the design. So you should not have these phones and tablets are glued shut, you know, where you have to use a heat gun just to soften the glue and then use a guitar-type pick to try and prise it open. That shouldn't be the way devices are designed. So the first part of repairability is to design it to be repairable. Okay, it may take them a few years for that to work through the process, but in the meantime, they should provide the parts that people need at prices that they can afford and to independent repairers.
So is this something that Apple isn't doing but other manufacturers do then?
Apple is not alone in this.
Right.
Apple, like other manufacturers, wants you to buy new devices. You know, they won't say that. They'll talk about their green credentials and, you know, some of that is correct, but they would much prefer that you buy a new iPhone than repair an old one.
Right, so, but you say it's not just Apple, because I want to be absolutely clear, because giving them quite a bit
Apple
of a thumping. But...
Well, it's only because it's their program that's launched today. But yeah, I mean, others have been fined in Europe, not just Apple, that's this. So that's probably why we need legislation to protect consumer interests. It's not... You see, the thing is, the parts that they're providing are not components on a circuit board. It's the whole circuit board. It's not just the connector to the screen. It's the whole screen. It's very difficult to make those things cost-effective repairs for older devices.
That's really interesting. And the right to repair movement is gaining real traction, isn't it, around the world? Just saying, you know, we want the right to be able to repair not just mobile devices and laptops and things like that. This is everything.
Yeah, so I would say it's the right to have repaired as well. So most of us, as I say, you know, I mean, you can have a go at repairing your car or your phone if you want to, but most of us would just like to be able to take our devices to a repairer, and it can be an independent one, and know that those people can get access to the proper parts and that we have an option to get it repaired cost effectively. That really is key. If the components are limited, and priced in such a way that it becomes non-cost effective, then that's not right. Empowering individuals to repair their own devices is not the key point here. It's about having third-party repairers are not beholden to Apple. If a third-party repairer now, and this is not just Apple, you're quite right to point that out, if a third-party repairer tries to source parts from a third party, and that, i.e. not directly from Apple, they get kicked out of the program.
That's interesting. It's like with car parts, isn't it? But many warranties say that they won't be fulfilled if you don't buy cars parts from the original manufacturer. But actually, it turns out that that might not be necessarily the case if you look at small print. It's fascinating. Thank you very much indeed, Fevzi Turkalp. I will not be attempting to repair mobile phones at any time soon. Although I do quite enjoy super gluing bits together that the boy has had a bash at.